Rick Emerson Show. Live from Portland, 503-733-2970. It is 666. As what is that? Roger Bridges, that guy that created the logo. As he said, it is. Yeah, this great phrase. Really ought to be on a t-shirt. Phrase, something about the 503 holding it down for the 666, or 503 representing 666, or something like that. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show, our good friend Dennis Pitzenbarger from the Portland Tribune. How are you, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Looking forward to this afternoon.
Thank you. As well, you should be.
Donned in leather, as well as my wife, riding the devil cycle down to the
You know it's going to be 77, right?
I don't ride my bike without leathers. So you got to wear the leather.
Because otherwise you just end up being scraped down like a pencil eraser.
Yeah, I mean, that would look cool for about 15 minutes until the pain started.
Cool,
you know,
as your bones were being abraded away to nothing. I'm sorry.
I know, every time I laugh, I have to cough.
I hate to do this, but you reminded me. I'm not doing this as an ironic juxtaposition, but I do really want to quickly read this thing from the Oregonian. You just reminded me of that in newspapers. And all.
Oh, I caught it the first thing. I had to make sure and tell the editor at the Portland Tribune. I thought you missed a slightly important story.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not telling them how to do their job, but the Oregonian.
They haven't listened to me since the day I walked in.
The Oregonian, they know what people want to read. I do want to read this real quick. Again, I had no idea. This is not a thing where we ask them. We didn't send out a release. It wasn't whether they, you know, we didn't say, hey, you're going to write a thing about this. They just did it. We've got this. This is from today. Front page, baby. Front page of the Oregonian, A1. The best thing is the bottom of the jump. It says, please see 666, page A4. Many take a devil-may-care approach to today's beastly date. Dateline Portland by Christy Turnquist from the Oregonian. Opening sentence, Aaron Duran isn't worried about 666. Quote, do I think the world will end in a fiery blaze? Well, it might, he says, but hopefully not today, because Duran is already booked. The freelance writer and media producer, geekinthecity.com, is joining like-minded celebrants for Horns Across the Hawthorn. Promoted by Portland radio station AM 970. They even got the name right. That never happens. Well done, Christy Turnquist. The event aims to spoof those who fear 666, also known as Hexa Koiza Gadagabada. I'm not even going to try it. Phobics. Duran and others will assemble on the sidewalks of the Hawthorn Bridge and at the stroke of 6:06 p.m. raise their arms and make the, quote, devil's horns, end quote, hand sign. Pardon me. After the moment is captured on film, the group will head down to the appropriately named Dante's Lounge for festivities, including spinning the pentagram of prizes. Just the phrase pentagram of prizes in a family newspaper. It's all in fun, says Duran, 30. This is one of those things that makes Portland... the greatest city in the world, he says. The city of tomorrow. Can you think of any other city where we would do this and not get burned at the stake? There you go. So, fantastic. Thank you to Aaron for giving us this great payment. Thanks to Christy Turnquist from the Oregonian. God bless you.
You might want to forward this idea to your former employer over there in Utah. They might like this.
Yes, that's right. Well, I've already got some guys in Utah that are doing it. I've got some people in Salt Lake that are doing
it. It's kind of spread.
Horns Across Sugar House.
Yeah, what was it?
Horns Across the Gila, which is
in
New Mexico. Horns Across Pike Place Market in Seattle. Horns Across... I don't know what, a dollar store, whatever they have in Vancouver. Horns Across something. Horns Across a Dairy Queen. Horns Across a rent-to-own furniture place.
I won't be able to make Dante's. If I drink enough wine, I could hurl across my yard. I guess that would
Please
be
don't
good.
Do that. Okay. All right, so here's what we got to get done between now and the top of the hour. We go to the top five. It's put together by Scotty J. Scotty J himself has put together today's top five, taking his life in his hands, by the
Scotty
way.
Scotty J is doing his first internly duty today. He's actually giving me a ride to... He's going to pick me up.
Yeah, that's right.
The horns across the hop.
Yeah. So
you don't have him running for lunch like you used to have Kyle?
I've been bringing mine lately.
Yeah, and it's like it's different here because it's the time frame is different because we're on noon to three and wouldn't really work out.
Afternoon coffee?
Maybe a foot rub. All right. Let's see. Well, let's do this. Let's get the... Brad, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, guys.
Oh, this is Brad, the car guy. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. Sarah, what are you thinking about? I'm driving an M6 today. I could have picked you up.
Oh, well, then you can pick me up.
Look at that.
Scotty
kicked to the curb.
After you talked to my 13-year-old at my wedding reception.
Oh.
You get a warning to listen.
You should not have made that open bar.
Whoa. This is Brad, the car guy. What did Sarah say to your 13-year-old?
I gave him a pep talk.
Wait, hold on, hold
gave,
on.
She gave me the pep talk, and as I'm trying to interject, she goes, get the F away, I've got this handled, and then proceeds to theoretically talk about how to steal the booze out of your parents' liquor cabinet.
You were telling Brad's kid, way to go, how to steal booze?
I was just trying to give him some life lessons.
Well, when you said pep talk, I thought it was a whole lot of, like, how to seal the deal with a female or something.
Well,
I guess the booze will help with that.
he's got that handled, apparently. But,
okay.
No, my favorite part of his comment was, I said, you know, what Sarah had to say, and he told me, and he said, that's okay, I ignored her, she was drunk.
Yeah.
Apparently he's had a little experience with my friend.
See,
apparently he's a Lycus 101 student as well, so.
You shouldn't have sent the waiter upstairs with all that free champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah, free champagne, free food. That proved not to be a good idea.
I just love the image of a 13-year-old boy there, like a drunken Sarah. Let me tell you a few things.
Into the drunk room. He shouldn't have been up there.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's his fault, clearly.
I'm excited. I'm coming as like a Mormon that needs to be defiled, a little like Orgasmo, you know, the Trey Parker movie.
Yes.
Because I can't compete with the likes of Dennis and Clyde. I've got to come as I am, you know.
So you're coming as sort of a Puritan that needs a good dirtying up.
Exactly. I figured Dante is the perfect spot.
It is true. So the post Horns Across the Hawthorne party happening at Dante's tonight, and then the 666 party with Cleveland, and I Can Lick Any Son of a Bitch in the House. That's all happening tonight with Clyde Lewis as well. So, excellent. We will see you there, my friend.
We'll be there with Horns.
All right. Thank you. There you go. That's Brad, the
Brad guy. Brad's saying that he couldn't hold up against the best in debauchery. He must have really been drunk, because I was at his wedding.
Here's what you got to get done. We got the top five. Scotty J's top five devil songs.
We also have a guest.
We got Dennis.
We're
not going to get any car talk done again today for the month.
I just like coming by.
You're just here to today. You just
I like sitting in a little coughing box full of diseased germs floating in the air.
Well, because I think any car talk would just be...
I can't help it. This isn't fun for me.
No, any car talk today would just be overwhelmed by all this other stuff. Next week, though, without fail, we will be talking about Sarah's car, because she's got to get another one. Okay. The insurance company's giving her the shaft, by the way.
Oh, I could have told you that was going
to
happen.
They're giving you, look, that car's worth $5, you know, and it's a whole lot of, like, you're never going to be able to get anything with what they're trying to pay you. So we got that top five. Is this Dan from New Zealand? Sweet. Dan from New Zealand in a second. And then, Dennis, don't say, but look at this. Look what I got right here. I'm holding a thing right now. I'm holding a thing in my hands.
Is it something that I'd want?
Oh, well.
I am holding a thing in my hands that I know Sarah wants, and just spare me the stupid double entendres.
It's kind of,
I am holding a thing. Listen, right there. I'm holding.
Is it a CD?
Close your
it
eyes.
Sounds like a CD.
Close your eyes. Right there. That's what it is. I'm holding a thing in my hand that I know you want.
It kind of goes along with the day. It's kind of like a devil. Ooh. It's kind of.
We'll get to it.
A natural
after
beast.
This.
You're going to forget.
Yes, I will. I'm going to put it right there. We got to talk to Dan in New Zealand. Hi, Dan?
Hey, Rick.
Are you in New Zealand?
No, I'm actually at the Hawthorne Bridge.
Oh, you're Dan from New Zealand, not Dan in New Zealand. We met you at the listener party, yes.
Yeah. You have me up on stage.
You're Dan from NZ.
Yeah.
Yes. And so are you there now?
I'm here right now, yeah.
What? I don't know how they tell time in New Zealand, Dan, but it's 2:30.
Well, I had to walk, so.
Well, okay.
I'll be here waiting for you guys.
Do they not let you drive here?
Hey, nah, not really.
Well, all right, then. All right, so, well, you know what? People are going to be gathering there in just three short hours, so you hang out, I guess.
Listen to the radio.
Have some liquids. Try not to be burnt or anything. You are going to be there proudly tonight. You should be taking a photograph of this tonight and sending it back home to your people in New Zealand.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a camera, so I would have to get other people to take photos for me.
Well, did you smuggle yourself here in a steamer trunk? Were you not able to bring anything with you?
No, I do have a camera, but someone else is taking it. So.
I see. Excellent. Okay, well, we will definitely see you there tonight. So are you the first person there, do you suppose?
I don't know. I think so.
All right, excellent. Fantastic. So Dan from New Zealand, so you will be there tonight helping us hold it down for Horns Across the Hawthorne. We will be damn glad to see you, my friend.
Yes.
All right, okay. Dan, we will see you tonight. All right, so hold down the fort. We'll be down there later on today.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's Dan.
Okay, bye.
All right, there you go. I thought he was in New Zealand. All right, we have one more break.
One more break.
And the top five, and then
and
this.
And my present.
Now.
Can we just do it now?
Okay, you have to guess what it is.
A CD.
Yes.
Okay.
You have 10. That's
fun.
You'll not in a million. I give you 50 questions.
Seriously, it's a CD, but guess who it is?
Meatloaf?
No. Okay, you're doing this all wrong. You're not a place where you got to narrow it down.
Come on.
Is it a group?
No.
Is it a male singer?
No.
A female singer?
That would stand to reason.
Okay, wait. Oh, is...
It's a female singer. Yes, that's what you've determined so far.
Okay.
I should have some contest where the audience gets it before you do. I break it so you can't ever hear it.
Oh, that's just mean. I'm a little fuzzy-headed today.
That's only
today.
Four. I mean, you get... Come on, four questions?
All right, here's the thing. Okay. Sarah's going to do this. If you guess it before she guesses it, I'm going to break it so she can never hear it.
That's just mean.
It's 503-733-2970. It is a female singer.
Okay. Do I like her?
That's hard to say, actually. Love, hate. It's a love-hate kind of relationship.
Is it Courtney Love?
No.
Oh. Love-hate. What female do I love slash hate?
I'm guessing it's this one right here.
That's a no-brainer. I mean, come on. I would think this would go
phones
right
are ringing.
Through. Oh, yeah. Right.
See, what if I pick these? What if I pick this up and you'll never get to hear it?
That's fine. I'm on like three different kinds of allergy medicine right now.
Scotty, I'll just answer these. You should put that on hold. I'll just... Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. Do you know what CD I'm holding?
It's got to be Wing.
No, it's not Wing. No, no, sadly.
Though.
No, but thank you. All right,
love,
thank
hate.
You, Scott.
It is another from 2x2.
It's Wing.
It?
No, it's not Wing. You were just on hold. Is this George?
Yes, this is me.
All right, goodbye now. all right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Do you know what CD I'm holding?
It's got to be the new Paris Hilton.
Yes!
Oh!
Right there!
No, don't break it!
Now she never gets to hear it.
No,
oh.
That's so
all right,
no,
thank you, sir.
Can that be
thank
it?
You. All right, what was your name, sir?
I was just reading about it.
All right, now he's gone.
Okay.
I have it right here. Paris Hilton. It's called Stars Are Blind.
Oh.
Did they actually release that CD on?
Yeah, that's someone texting you with what it is.
Yeah, I know. Some too late.
This is from our good friend John Paul at Couple gave this to us. So our sister station, KUPL.
Ha!
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
All right.
That's not a bad picture of her.
All right.
Have you listened to it?
No, I have not. He gave it to me right before the show.
Is this just a single?
Yeah, did it actually get released on 666?
How appropriate that it came out on 666. All right, so we should play this little Paris Hilton thing. Then we got to take a break. Then we'll come back to Scotty's Top 5. What do you think?
We might run out of time, but we can go for it.
Well, we got to get to Scotty's Top 5 today.
We can do it.
Or do you want to do the Top 5 now and wait on the Paris Hilton thing?
We can come back with
it. Sounds like you're going to talk to
all
me.
All right. Well, do you want to roll the Top 5 here?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's roll. And these are in the computer, by the way. These are a Top 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, we didn't check them. This is never good.
All
right.
Well, all right.
Should we check
it's a Top 5, and 5 is spelled out. All right. Are you ready?
This is his
we can
Top
give it a
5?
Shot.
Let's roll it.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire! Counting is wonderful, counting is marvelous, counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness, counting is ecstasy, I love to count, don't you?
As intern Scotty J continues his relentless march towards broadcast sophistication, he begins tackling all areas of the Rick Emerson Show, production, design, and content. First, it was stepping in for this reporter during the City Desk News. Then it was booking Don Rickles. Now he tries his hand at the most daunting of tasks, the creation of a top five list. These are the top five songs about the devil, according to intern Scotty J, with honorable mention going to Blue Oyster Cult and Black Blade. Oh, that's wrong. It's...
Are they backwards again? Is this it?
Yes. No. All right, there you go. I've never heard this song in my life. Black Blade using me to kill my friends. Black Blade forcing my mind to bend and bend.
Wow.
I've never heard this song in my life. Maybe I'll listen to it on KGON. How is this about the... There don't appear to be any actual lyrics to the song. I don't understand.
I think that might be the devil.
Is this a Cylon?
I don't like this.
Is it freaking you out?
Yeah, we've got to stop it.
Okay, number five, Cliff Richards. She's a devil woman. Okay. Is this a Billy Joel song?
I've
had nothing but bad luck. Since the day I saw the cat at my door.
I'm sorry?
So I came into you, sweet lady. Elsewhere when your mistress could call.
Is he digging through the kissing folder?
Showing the future, the past.
Okay.
Cat with them evil eyes, and I knew it was a spell she cast.
Okay.
She's just a devil woman with evil on her mind.
All right.
Beware the devil woman.
Let's never play that again. Number four, Wilson Pickett, Devil with a Blue Dress. I think perhaps Scotty has misread the Rick Emerson audience ever so slightly.
Well, he didn't pick Friend of the Devil.
That is true.
He knew enough about that.
All right, well, I got to give it up for this, though.
Jump up! Get it!
Hey. Devil with a blue dress, blue dress, blue dress, devil with a blue dress.
I'm the Blue Oyster Cult song is still freaking me out. No song that contains the words fee fee fi fi fo fo fum can be unnerving. Counting down the top five songs by the devil according to intern Scotty J, number three. All right, you gotta give it up for this, though. Sympathy for the Devil.
I love this song.
Yeah. There's a Neptunes remix of this. This is actually really good. It's not a remake, but it's like a remix where they added another percussion track underneath it. This was at the end of an Entourage I was just watching the other day, actually.
When he's flying away to New York?
Yeah. No,
sure
it's when Ari's headed to Napa because he thinks that Vince has quit the movie because of Mandy Moore.
I remember that.
I'm heading north, baby. Oh, listen to this. Rick, for shame. Black Blade is about Stormbringer, the cursed sword of Elric. Sorry.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah. Sorry, nerd. I love this song, man. No one was ever more evil than Mick. This is way better than that. I mean, it goes without saying. This is way better than that Guns N' Roses version.
But what's puzzling you is the nature of my game.
You know, and the Stones were so evil without even trying. You know, any other band would have put on, like, a huge heavy guitar here, and it would have been all, like, metallic sounding. The Stones totally knew that you could be a lot more sinister if you just laid back. Under My Thumb is the same way. Great song. Top five songs about the devil, according to intern Scotty J. Number two. Well, what are you going to do? You know, it's a classic. It's just Charlie Daniels himself, who's become such a buffoon that it's hard to listen to the song and take it seriously anymore.
The devil went down.
I do like the image of the devil being a violin player because traditionally he is. And if you look through mythical and historical literature, the devil plays the violin.
Man sewing on a fiddle and playing it hot. And the
it's a great song. If only, and I mean this, I wish Charlie Daniels a long life. If only he had died right after this, though, it'd be so much better. If you just record this song, then die, you'll be a legend. Record a song about the devil and then be killed mysteriously.
I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're rising up your bow and play your fiddle hard because hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals are hard. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold.
Counting down the top five songs about the devil according to intern Scotty J. And number one, no one can front on this.
Woe to you.
Yeah.
See, for the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows the time is short.
Let him who hath understanding reckon the
Rock
number
is stupid.
Of the beast.
And also great, but mostly the stupid parts.
Its number.
This reminds me of Jim Steinman.
Totally. Will you give your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
All right. Back after this.
I lived alone.
Yeah.
My mind was blank.
It's a Rick Emerson show.
I needed time to think.
We'll be back after this with the new Paris Hilton single.
What
Dennis Pitchenbarger here as well for no readily identifiable reason.
I believe that what I saw that night was real and
oh, God bless the 80s. All right, back after this at 666 on AM 970. Solid State Radio. Horns across the Hawthorne in a little over 3 hours. You stay right there. We'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming along. The smooth sounds of Paris Hilton. What is this song called? Where did the CD go? This is the new Paris Hilton
Stars
single.
Stars are blind.
Uh-huh.
God, I hope they're deaf.
I believe that's her. I really do.
I don't.
You are kidding. That does not sound like that.
This is purportedly the new Paris Hilton. Scotty J is noting that Gwen Stefani wants her songs back.
Yeah. Some people never get
beyond their stupid pride. Is there a hook here somewhere?
I bet it's coming.
2, 3, 4. Oh.
Oh, no.
Good God. Oh, I don't want to see yours.
Everyone's seen yours, Paris.
Well, that's a terrible song.
Number one on TRL.
This is an awful song. New Paris Hilton. Well, okay, there you go.
You can break it now.
Okay. I can't. I told him I'd give back to them at KUPL. They're going to play it tomorrow morning, I think. All right, so our thanks to John Paul from KUPL for giving us that. 503-733-2970. All right, we are now coming up 3.5 hours away from Horns Across the Hawthorne. We are gathering at 5:30, the Northwest Pedestrian side. The grassy knoll by the Northwest Pedestrian ramp, the Hawthorne Bridge. Basically, look for the catapult. You look for the catapult, and there's going to be...
And the tent.
Look for a catapult, yeah, and there'll be a station tent right there in that area. You got to be there, because if you're there, they will give you a laminate, our little backstage pass thing. It is only with that that you can spin the pentagram of prizes at Dante's later. So it's happening tonight. Dennis Pitchenbarger, what's coming up at the Portland Tribune? Next week, we'll talk cars, I swear to God.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this on?
Every wasted second, my friend.
Oh, well, you know, unfortunately not a story about Horns Across the Hawthorne.
Well, that's really what is.
Just go on the little, all you got to do to make me happy is there's a little fuel icon on the Rick Emerson website. Click on that. Check out what I have to say. Leave it at that.
And we're done. All right.
Well, we are going to talk about cars next week.
Next week, I swear
to Christ. Next week, I'm actually coming in before the show starts, and I'm going to walk into the studio and just sit right there, and I'm not moving. I'm bringing my own headphones, too.
Excellent. It's, okay, it's 503-733-2970. Like us next, world-famous Phil Hendry show at 7, and so forth. Horns Across the Hawthorne, 5:30 tonight. Sarah Dillon produces the show. Tim Rather does the news. Dennis is here. Jim Roop, other folks. We'll see you all tonight at Horns Across the Hawthorne. Don't let the bastards credit out. See you all tomorrow. Bye.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.